Hey, how's it going, my friends? Good to hear you from you again on this lovely Saturday night. Sun's going down in beautiful Scotland, and I'm just looking out the neighbour's garden with some flowers, some trees, a couple of houses with with a big tall copse of trees in the background, which leads on to more houses. And the area I'm staying in, I used to, a good few years ago, I used to work at the estate up the road. Obviously, being Scotland, there's a lot of estates about. We used to work up there gardening, and the land that we're living on now was had to be sold to raise £2 million back in the day for death duties, like 30 years ago, because it's such a big estate, and all this land around Pengatland and that is belong to them all, at the estate, all the Ogilvies, and they had sold that, had to sell that, so they set up a trust to, so they basically pay rent for where they live, and I used to work there, and it's a beautiful landscape, beautiful walks, and there's a lot of new houses going up, and I just some of the houses are Taylor Wimpey houses, and I was just looking up today, so there's something like 15,000 or something acres that like Taylor Wimpey own, one of the biggest landowners in the UK. Something like number 40th or something along those lines. But honestly, you can see as some of the housing estates you go on for as far as the eye can see. This leads me into what I was going to talk about, because the whole thing for me is like I'm almost there with the funnel, and everything's almost there. It's just the Facebook ads. It's like, what do I do? What's my hook story offer going to be? All that sort of thing, and it's just like, I really don't know, to be honest. And I was thinking, well, obviously, I want to, the main people I want to focus on are people that are in the construction industry that are not happy, that single, that they don't have someone to love at the minute. They're not in the best position mentally, in their life. They're single, and they don't have the best bosses in the world, and they've just been stuck in the construction industry and hung out dry, and they want somewhere else to go. So I was thinking, I want to do an advert where it's just, hook them in saying, go into the estate and just kind of sneak them away in a wee bit, and then just bringing them back and saying, look, this Dean Holland's book is changing my life. Admittedly, I'm still in my job, but this is where I'm at the minute. And I was listening to James B. Freel with Dean Holland. They were interviewing Dan Locke, and Dan Locke said, look, if you're not making it, you've not failed enough. You need to fail more. You need to fail harder and faster. So, and there was another guy as well. He said, look, I became so successful so quickly because I failed so fast, failed so many times over a short space of time that I become successful. So I think I'm just going to pop out tomorrow morning, do a few hook story offers, and just get out there. Because that's what's holding me back, all my false beliefs of what I need to learn and all that. So yeah, that's what I need to focus on. Today I've been focusing on my Dream 100 a bit more. So I've gone on my Facebook and I've just been unfollowing, and yeah, mainly just unfollowing groups and posts and friends of people that just come up that are nothing to do with what my focus is these days, you know. And I've been adding more of my Dream 100, so I've been adding their pages, adding them as friends. Admittedly, none of them have accepted me as friends, but a lot of them you can follow as friends, you can see a lot about them, you know. So eventually it cuts down all the noise, and all it's your Dream 100 that just appear, and that's it. So you can sort of focus on and see where the gaps are, see what they're focused on, relate to their stories, comment, share, you know, give input into any gaps there are, etc., and just work your way in. That's what it's all about. Work your way in, help other people, and that will help you. At the end of the day, you know, if you're helping other people, they're going to help you. And it's like, I've always been the kind of guy that just wants to help people rather than just sit back and do nothing. So I've really just been focused on the Dream 100, and, you know, I've just been just kind of been relaxing. It's a Saturday today. I've not really spoken to anybody. I phoned up my dad, see how he was, all good. And yeah, not really listened to any podcast, but I've been listening to some of my favourite comedians, Scottish comedians, may I say, and just been relaxing. But tomorrow I'm going to be doing, you know, some ad hacking of my Dream 100. See what kind of ads they're throwing out, you know, hook, story, offer, all back to that stuff. So I'm going to be focusing on the hook, story, offer. I'm going to do a bit more reading in the book. I mean, and Dean on his course as well. Honestly, he's got like 10 different paid traffic courses and about 10 free paid courses, and it's just unbelievable. But that, just such high quality, honestly, you'll outdo everyone with it. But it's just, for me, I'm just like, what do I need to get the hooks out and the story out and the offer out? I just want to get that, you know, cemented in. I know it sounds stupid, I just don't want to fail. I just want to get it out there so it can fly off the handles and just go boom, you know, just take over the world. Anyway, today was a bit of a rant. I'm just gonna take a step back and just go to my bed, and I'm just gonna start tomorrow morning full force at it. Awesome, guys. See you tomorrow.